Hey everybody, welcome to the Warfare Grid. I'm Josh.
And I'm Jake.
And today we are watching episode 290, Power Rangers in Space, episode 40, The Impenetrable Web.
It aired November 14th, 1998, written by Judd Lynn and Jackie Marchand, directed by Judd Lynn. I'm very sleepy. I'm just going to let everyone know right now that I am a sleepy baby boy.
Yeah, I don't know what happened at work today, but like halfway through was like, oh, I'm just exhausted now.
Yeah, I realize that I have been that I have been editing or recording podcasts for a work week for 40 hours this week, and I guess just the knowledge of that has drained me
dry.
So if you're new here, what we do is we pause the recording, we go watch an episode of Power Rangers, we come back and we talk about it, and you can follow along if you got Netflix or the DVDs, and you should, because it's in space. I mean, we got three episodes to go after this one, so I mean, now's as good a time as any, I guess. We're going to go watch The Impenetrable Web right now.
Let's rock it!
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Rangers in Space!
And we're back, and we just watched The Impenetrable Web, and I did doze off for like 1 second, but I don't think anything important was happening.
You probably missed some fighting. I feel like a lot of fighting was in this.
There was a lot of fighting there. It was during a Zord fight. We'll get to it. MorphinGrid.tumblr.com is our website. So is HeyJakeAndJosh.com is where the archives are. You can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at MorphinGrid. We're on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play, and you can leave us a rating and review there if you want, and that'd be pretty sweet. And also, we're on Patreon, patreon.com/HeyJakeAndJosh. If you donate as little as $1 a month, you get some cool stuff in return. We really appreciate it. And that's all the preamble stuff. We got no emails. We got no review. I mean, we didn't look.
It's Friday.
We also recorded yesterday, so, yeah. And you haven't heard that episode yet, so.
Yep.
And like I said last time, by the time you hear this one, there's a good chance that
we will have
recorded the rest of In Space, so hopefully you got your emails in when I told you last week, or earlier this week. So, Josh, do you want to jump right in to, I almost just said my first note, to this episode, An Impenetrable Web?
I think there's no better way to hit the ground than running.
Okay. We start off on Space Chess. Is this a Star Trek?
You can tell it's Space Chess because it has tears.
Yeah, that's a Star Trek thing, right?
I think it is an actual playable version of chess.
Is it just like the quadrants are split up in weird ways?
It could be. Also, though, like Star Trek is just crazy enough that they might have created this actual playable version of Space Chess.
That might be true. So it's Alpha versus Deka. Is that a disadvantage? Because she don't have hands.
No, but she could be like, hey, that's not the square
hey,
I said.
That's not what I said. Hey, Andros, hey, he's cheating. They're doing chess moves. And Deka is like, knight to this one. And he's like, oh, okay. And she's like, you're right. Knight to this other one. Or rook, I think. It doesn't matter. And he's like, checkmate.
She says rook on G1 takes whatever, like bishop on N7. I'm playing bingo because I don't know what the actual letters are.
I don't know. I think it's probably up through H.
But the rook that Alpha moves doesn't take anything. It just goes on to another square.
Yeah, maybe he took it first.
Maybe he took it from a tier, so another tier.
I don't know.
If you move over one, then you get it. If you land on the space above one below you, I don't know. I don't know how this works.
I don't know, but he's like, yeah, oh, yeah, I mean, that's a good move, I guess. And then, like, she's like, oh, yeah, do this one then. And that's when it takes the knight, even though it doesn't take a knight, it doesn't take anything. And I was like, bishop takes your king, I win. And she's like, hey, you plunked me.
You were blunking.
And Andrew's like, you mean bluffing. So Alpha just, like, lied to win this game.
I guess I do understand because Deka doesn't have any hands, but, like, is chess a bluffing man's game?
I mean, if you're gonna...
Cause
no.
Like, just play poker on a computer screen and Deka can just, like, know what card she has, because she is the computer.
But then she would know what cards you have, too.
Shoot, you're right.
But here's the thing. She's a computer. She should know how to play chess.
Yeah.
Chess is like the third thing computers could do.
She should not be able to be tricked in in a mathematical puzzle.
So Deka is more human than computer.
Which is weird because she's a spaceship.
She's just a spaceship. Nasada Skypes him. They crash landed on the planet Forza Motorsports, and it's actually called Forza. So again, a lot of secret Power Rangers fans in the media.
Master Rider Forza.
That rules. It's Forza. And short for 4-0, because that was the 40th season.
Ah.
Yeah. Pretty neat, I think. So the Nasada spaceman is like, help, we crashed, we need your help. And then it breaks up. And they're like, all right.
Wait a minute. Nasada crashed on the planet?
A Nasada ship crashed on the planet, and the spaceman called the Rangers.
Okay. Maybe I also fell asleep then.
Did you miss that?
Because
and then
here's the next time
we see the spaceman, are you wondering
about
that?
Yeah, do you remember when he walked onto the ship and I was like, why was he a spaceman?
Yeah.
I did not see the first part.
Okay, yeah. It was like a 1 second thing.
Okay.
It was like, help. And then
because I was just about to be like, does this Nasada spacecraft ever come back up? But I guess it does.
Yeah. So they make their way to the planet Forza, and as they're like, they jump off and they're astral gliding around, and the ship, I guess, is just like slowly floating. And up behind it pops the Dark Fortress, and it's supposed to look like it's closer to the screen, but it definitely looks like it's 500 times bigger than.
Well, we've been conditioned
ship.
By Power Rangers to see things this way.
So I was like, oh, that's a big ship. And then I was like, oh, it's behind it? Yeah, okay, I guess. And then the spaceman just walks up on to the Dark Fortress, and it turns out it's Dark Honda pulling a prank. Been a minute since we've seen old DK himself. And so he is
like...
I
almost made the Donkey Kong joke, and I was like, no, you've done that every time. Don't do it now.
You have. That's fair, though. He's exclusively referred to in my notes as DK, so every time he comes up, I do have to remember that his name is Dark Honda and not DK.
You just have to say in your every time the letters, you gotta go Donkey Kong. That's just the way it is up here.
So Dark Honda is here. I don't think the inflection works right. And he's like, all right, they're on the planet. Totally tricked them. They're gonna be super. You know, there's gonna be nothing there. They're gonna be embarrassed. And astronomer
caught with their pants down.
Oh, got him. And so I was like, fire the impenetrable web. Or activate the web.
Activate the web.
So then this web shoots out, and it's like a green mesh, like jello mesh, that just surrounds the Astro Mega ship, and we cut to the theme song. Or maybe it's in reverse. Maybe we cut to the theme song after she says activate the web, then we see the web activate. I don't know. I'm very sleepy. So, so they get them. They get got.
Yep.
Well, they being Alpha and Deka in the ship and nobody else because they're on the planet. So Alpha calls the Rangers and is like, hey, there's a web. Something, I don't know what's up. And the Rangers don't hear this
at all. I missed that part too because the next thing I know is they fall off their, or they abandon their astro gliders and demorph.
Yeah, they like their astro gliders start getting all like wonky and so they jump off and then they demorph like their power is gone.
See, yeah, I read that as like
web?
The web is blocking it because the source is on the ship, I
right.
guess, except for one.
Sure. Power Rangers, you're very close to done, and you're making some decisions now that I just don't know exactly what the plan is. They're just trying to move all the last of the in-space toys. So they introduce a new thing, as we'll talk about it when we get there. Then, after they land, TJ calls Alpha and is like, Alpha, what's up? And Alpha's like, we're in a web and some electrical stuff or whatever. So it seems like that they didn't hear Alpha talk about the web the first time, which why even have him say it then? I don't know. But they're like, hey, try the lasers. So they Alpha fires the lasers up to full power and it just like shoots it. And I thought it was going to shoot it back at the ship.
Yeah, it is a really neat effect of the web like stretching out as it gets shot.
Yeah.
But it just kind of, like, absorbs it.
Yeah, it just, like, dissipates, and the web's like, wow, it goes back to normal. We cut to the Dark Fortress, and here's a thing that won't come up again. Astronema hands Clippy a button. And she's like, this is a very important button. Is this button a bomb to put on the Astro Mega Ship?
No, because I feel like Ecliptor asked her, like, is there any way they can break the web? And she was like, not without this.
Just with this. Here you go.
And I thought it was going to be like, not without this. You better go bring it to them on the planet.
That's what I thought was going to happen, too. She sends Darkonda to go kidnap the Ranger or just round him up and get him. And she's like, Clippy, you go to the Astro Mega Ship and take it. And find, I don't know if she says right now what the plan is to find the Mega Voyager, but that's the ultimate plan. So the next shot is Alpha on the deck of the Mega Ship, and then Clippy is just there.
He, like, comes through the computer.
Yeah, it turns out he's a Matrix.
Which is Deka, by the way.
Yeah, how's Deka feel about birthing Ecliptor?
Rebirthing Ecliptor?
Rebirthing? I don't know.
This, if you think about that too much, this episode gets weird.
Yeah. So he like knocks Alpha on his face and then is like, he
throws him across the room. And I swear, when the shot of Alpha like flying past the camera, like, maybe it's because it was so quick and I am like just barely holding these papers open. But it just looks like Alpha did not have his big head on.
Like, it was just no head in the suit?
Yeah, like, it must have been there. It was just, I guess, the way it happened. Just, like, I happened to look up so quick toward the end of it where I only saw the body part. I was like, he has no head.
Or they're like, we can throw him, but he won't go as far if we got that big head on.
All that wind resistance.
Yeah, he'll just stop right away. He's so un-aerodynamic.
He's aerostatic.
So Clippy tries to hack Deka, and Deka's like, you need a password to continue.
He tries to hack Deka by asking Deka if he can hack her.
Yeah, he's like, Deka, I'm in charge now. Give me your files. And Deka's like, you're going to need a password. And he's like, just do it. She's like, no, you're going to need a password.
And then, so he starts to, like, go after Alpha because Alpha knows the password. But yeah. I have a question now.
Okay.
Because Deka is a very sentient computer.
Yes.
She is, like, very self-aware. So even if he knew the password, she could just be like, no.
No.
I don't think you get to see these, sir.
Well, I mean, there was that thing where Andros earlier on, in like the second or third episode, was like, Deka, don't tell them where I went. And she's like, okay. Like, and it seemed like she didn't want to not tell anyone, but there was like a voice override.
She did tell them, though, didn't she?
I feel like she like was like, I won't tell you, but look what's on the screen.
I don't know where he is, as it just shows him running around on the planet.
He could be anywhere. Clippy grabs Alpha and pushes him up against the door, or like drags him through a door or something. What happens is Alpha hits a button and the door crashes down on Clippy, which is pretty great. Then Alpha like runs and hides in just a room somewhere. And Clippy, for this next scene, is like full on Samus X from...
Oh, yeah. From Metroid Fusion?
Fusion, yeah. Yeah. Because just like Alpha being like, I can't give him the password. If he gets the password, he'll get all the files and find where the Mega Voyager is. And then you just hear from down the hall, like, the door get pushed up and Clippy start walking and be like, where are you?
Oh, God. All of that. You can always hear the SAX coming.
Yeah.
You can hear it walking down the hallway and the music cuts out. And you just, like, you're in your morph ball, just like, please, bomb a
just
wall.
Just don't see
fall,
me.
Fall through a hidden block, do something so this thing doesn't see me. Please, please, please.
Please, please, please. You're like just underneath it and you're like, just don't look down. Just don't look down. Just don't look down. Please just don't look down.
And it stops, like, over where you are. It turns around a couple times, holding your little tiny Game Boy, crap in your little pants.
Anyway.
SAX is freaky as heck, is what I'm saying.
SAX rules. Anyway, this is not a Metroid podcast. If there is a Metroid podcast, please tell me so I can listen to it, because I fucking love Metroid. I do not remember what happened. Alpha's in a room somewhere. Is this when they trick him? Is this when...
Yeah, does he run through an elevator? How do they get a? How do they trick a Kliptor into the elevator?
I don't know. Okay, so he
because he goes in there and Alpha's like, "We got him. Good job, Dekka."
So at one point, here are some things that happen, and I cannot remember the order of them. At one point, they're in a room like a hallway, and he's like, "I'm gonna get you now," and then Dekka just like pitches the ship up, and all a bunch of stuff falls on him.
Yeah, they're in like a storeroom or something,
and Alpha runs away, and I guess
he does not. Leave though before taunting Ekliptor with a neener neener neener.
He gives him a neener neener. Like Alpha, come on, he can kill you. He does shoot his laser sword at Alpha and it barely misses him. And I was like, oh, okay, all right, see you later. Then Alpha leaves. During this time, Darkonda is like on the planet, like get the Rangers, and then we cut back. It's not important until the Rangers show back up, and then. Kliptor gets into an elevator and is like, where's Alpha? And Dekka's like, oh, he's on...
I don't think he asked for Alpha. I think he asked for, like, the main frame.
The Mega Accelerator? Is that what
Maybe,
he said?
Maybe, something like that. He's looking for, like, the computer tower.
Yeah, which is in the engine room slash cargo bay.
Slash, is the engine?
I don't know. I don't know why you would have your engine and your cargo bay in the same place. It just seems like bad planning. But I'm not a spaceship designer, so what do I know?
Any Trekkies want to let us know if that's a good idea or not?
Yeah, there's any Trekkos out there, just like, keep it to yourself. I can't talk about Star Trek. I just can't. I can't even pretend to talk about Star Trek with you. Alpha is like, hoo-hoo, we got him, because Clippy's like, where's the Mega Accelerator? And Dekka's like, oh, that's Deck 6. Mega Deck 6?
Yeah, that's like it's a big tech deck, or you might know it as a skateboard.
Yeah, everyone calls the skateboards a Mega Deck.
Yeah.
So he's like, all right, and he's like, take me to that floor. And so the elevator does something, but there's not actually an elevator, it's just one floor. And so there's like, it cuts away and there's a...
Well, there is a second floor because there's a ladder that goes down.
But there's only one set.
Right, right.
And then you get into an elevator and you go, and then you get off.
Just bounces the ship for a minute.
Then Alpha is outside the elevator with a giant box that presumably had some ball bearings in it recently. And he's like Pink Panther sneaking away, like, hoo-hoo, we got him. And then Clippy takes one step out and slips on a bunch of ball bearings.
And congratulations, we are now in Home Alone.
It is just straight up Home Alone now.
Just for that one thing, though, I think... Oh, no, there's like one more trick. We don't stay with the Home Alone stuff as long as I would have liked.
I would have liked an entire episode of just Alpha Home Alone.
Yeah, and then just
Clippy.
Like... just every 2 minutes you cut in 10 seconds of the Rangers fighting Quantrons in the desert.
So, speaking of, we cut back there, Darkonda and the Quantrons find the Rangers, then they fight, and it's a really good fight. Remember last episode when I was like, man, I just miss, I like gun more fights more. They're like, hey, Jake, we got you, bro. And then they did this. It's really neat. There is a pretty awesome move that TJ does at one point where a Quantron, like...
He drops an elbow onto a Quantron's head.
Gets some revenge. Give him that receipt. No, a Quantron, like, jumps at him, and he grabs him midair and turns it into a belly-to-belly suplex, and then... But they're on, like, a hill, and they start rolling down the hill. Unfortunately, the dang numbers game gets him.
Yep, that's the thing about... We are four times removed from just putties.
Yeah.
So, like... You need to morph to beat this many Quantrons. Yeah. Like you can't. They're not just like you just kick them.
They're
dead.
There's no like big blow me up button.
Yeah.
On them, and it's not like later where every season is new and you can just reset every season.
I need to jump ahead while we're talking about it now. You need to jump ahead just a second.
Okay.
No, I'll save it. Just remember right now that. The whole thing I'm saying right now is the Quantrons are too hard to beat unmorphed.
Okay.
Because they, like, you can't just knock them down.
Yeah, okay.
Remember that.
I will try to. I don't know when I will need to
remember
it. It
should not be very long.
Okay. So the Quantrons, like, get all of the Rangers down, and they, like, start, like, grabbing, you know, like, everyone grab an arm and a leg, and there's, like, 50 Quantrons. Then we cut back to the megaship, where Alpha is in the cargo bay / engine room / main computer hub and is like hiding behind a box and is like, hoo-hoo, come on in, Ekliptor. So Clippy comes in and is like, there it is, that's what I need. And takes like three steps in And Alpha is like, you dumb jerk, and hits a switch, and the cargo bay door's open. And Cassie did this before with the monster.
Yeah.
And Alpha's like, ah, it'll work with me too. But the doors get jammed a little bit.
Yeah, they don't open all the way.
So Clippy, like, gets his arms out, and so his legs are dangling out, but the rest of him is in. And then he like, pushes himself in, and before the doors, like, the doors don't, like, close on him, but they're still open, and he blasts the console, and that closes the doors, and he's safe. And Alpha's just like, oh, crap, me.
Oh, crap, Dekka.
And then he just, like, I guess Alpha leaves.
He runs away.
He just runs away.
The Cliff Door's like, whatever, I found the thing. I'm going to hack it.
Which I really liked. The Cliff Door's like, no.
I actually don't need you. This is right here.
Yeah, oh, it's right here. And so he starts, like, doing some stuff and playing with wires. And he gets the location of the Mega Voyager.
How? I have no idea. You said he was playing with wires, but I only saw him push.
Later, actually.
Okay, I only saw him push three glowing spots on this. I don't even want to call them buttons.
They're like microwave buttons. Yeah. There is an implied button behind the number, but you can't see it.
An astronomer calls, and he's like, sorry, I got a little hung up chasing a stupid robot.
Sorry, I got sticky bandited, and
but I found the location of the Mega Voyager just this second.
She's like, okay, good. Go get it.
Go to
and
it.
And destroy it.
And then does he just suck into the computer
right
now?
No, because we see him one more time in a minute. But first we cut back to Darkonda, who's like, all right, now that I've got all the Power Rangers, destroy them. And then you hear like this, like, and there's like action shots of this sweet silver dune buggy. Because remember how Zane's the coolest and the best?
And don't worry, he's morphed.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's not linked to the mega ship, I guess.
I don't know why the Rangers unmorphed because of the web. It doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't. You're right.
So he's just fine. He's just totes fine. And he's like starts barreling around and like Grand Theft Autoing into these Quantrons.
He's just dune bugging.
He's just dune bugging all over the place. And they're like, who is that? Who could this be?
Oh, even the first Darkonda's like, who is that? It's like, well, okay, sure.
All right. Yeah, okay.
But then the Rangers are like, what is happening? Who could this be? It's like, guys, come on.
Guys, it's a bright silver dune buggy, and there's
Watch
one of
the
you.
The product, Cassie.
Come on. Cassie especially is like, who is that?
Yeah, then when he like comes into view, she's like, it's Zane!
He's like, yeah, no duh.
Who did you think it was?
Also, I don't know why, but Cassie's hair is the only one that is noticeably mussed. Everybody else's hair is like fight tussled.
Yeah.
But Cassie's is like coming forward. I don't know what product did this to her hair, and I don't know why they're like, everyone else is fine. Cassie,
she fought the hardest.
She fought the hardest.
She went the hardest in the paint.
That's true. I buy that.
Well, that and TJ doesn't really have any hair.
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah, he does not have hair to get mussed, so he also was fine. Anyway, cut back to Clippy messing with some wires. That's all. That's all we see. I don't know what for or why. And then we cut back to Zane and Darkonda playing chicken. Darkonda's running at his dune buggy. And Zane's like, are you sure you want to do this?
Darkonda's like, whoa, yeah.
He's like, oh, yeah.
Did you ever went fast, Zane?
And Zane's like, I'm about to. And so it goes fast right into Darkonda.
The front of this dune buggy glows.
I feel like it's like a...
And he drives past him, and I guess this implied dune buggy blade comes out and cuts Darkonda?
I feel like it was some sort of electrical energy battering ram, and he actually ran through Darkonda.
Okay, because Darkonda explodes.
Just blows right up.
So cross a stamp off the life
list. How many is that? Two left?
I think he's only down to two.
Okay. Getting close, DK. You gotta collect 100 more bananas.
Give you a free man.
Get you a free man. Find that level with all the golden ostriches.
Grab a red balloon gives you one. And then green gives you two, and blue gives you three, maybe. I don't know. They say that the green and blue balloons exist in Donkey Kong Country 1.
I cannot recall a single one.
I've never seen one. I think it's a lie.
I think that might have
been. They're definitely in the second one, but they are in the manual for the first game.
I was like, hey, we're almost done with the game. We're writing the manual now. We'll finish the game on Tuesday, but we have to get the manual done right now. The blue and the green one's still in there? Like, yeah, totally. Totally going to be in there.
Oh, yeah.
And then Tuesday came, and they're like, all right, done. And someone's like,
they're actually all red.
They're all just red, though.
We forgot to power swap them.
And they're like, oh. No one will notice.
I did.
Josh did. A bunch of people probably did. You know why? All we had was the manual back
then.
I
read Donkey Kong Country and Super Mario RPG. Like, I actually read the manuals cover to cover, which I cannot even imagine doing now. What a crazy little boy I was.
Games don't even come with manuals anymore.
Well, they...
They come with a leaflet and a code for something that you don't want.
Well, you can, like, go to the website and read the manual. A lot of Nintendo games, at least on the 3DS, like, the manual is fully there and designed. It's just digital on the system itself. It's, like, in the game card, and you have to just access it.
Inside the game.
Yeah, it's nuts.
Why would
what a
you
crazy
be like,
time.
Why would you be like, hey, I have the option to either play the game or read the manual. It's on the same thing.
But you can't, can't consult the manual while you're playing the game.
Doesn't make any sense, Nintendo. I understand it, like...
We're running out of resources. I get it.
Yeah, I get it. But, like, maybe have, like, a link that I can go to so on my phone I can look at it instead of just having to stop my game and hit both triggers or whatever to activate it. I know basically every single button on the Wii U does it because of how many times you pull it up, play an Ocarina of Time.
Oh, yeah, you put the friggin' gamepad down and it activates
the manual. No, I didn't. No, yeah. All right, let me look at this manual again.
Takes 20 minutes to load a f***ing PDF.
So anyway, Darkonda loses chicken, obviously. He's just a person, and then a Doom Buggy hits him. And so then Zane stops and is like, yeah, did you check out my sweet, awesome new car, the something or other? Did not remember.
The Galactic Dune Buggy.
The
Dune
Bugginest car there ever did was.
It's a space name. It's like Galactic Rover or something. It's a Dune Buggy, but they're going for, like, Moon Rover.
And, like, this probably wasn't even a toy. I don't know why. And there's only 3 episodes left after this.
Because it was in the desert, and they
Why not his motorcycle? I guess, like, in the desert, you couldn't really drive it.
Because, like, in the real-life shooting location, you can't just drive a motorcycle on that.
Just put dirt bike wheels on it. That's how that works.
That'd be ballin'.
Just dirt bike around.
But then he can't... Well, I mean, he could still play chicken, and he could just Super Samurai-zer him.
Yeah. And I mean, maybe they didn't want to confuse it with Masked Rider.
Maybe.
They had too much tied up in that Masked Rider. I don't think it was even on there. That was season 3 of Power Rangers. So that was 3 years ago. It's still a sore... Dirt bikes are still a sore spot for Saban. So we cut back to... Oh, no. Before we do that, Alpha's like, hey, Clippy has the Mega Voyager location. You need to go. And Anders is like, Zane, it has to be you. You're the coolest and the best
one. And also, they can't morph still, I guess.
Yeah, I guess that's the subtext. But what the text makes it sound like is, Zane, it's only you can stop Clippy.
And Zane is like, yeah, you're right. He doesn't ask, like, why can't you?
Yeah, he's like, you're right. Goodbye. And so we cut to the moon. And Clippy, like, is red now, and Zane shows up, is like, all right,
He pops out of a computer, so he traveled through the internet to get here. He pops out, like a well-cooked lobster.
Yeah, he's bright-ass red.
I thought, when he first came out, I'm like, oh, the lighting here is very weird.
Yeah, what a weird planet they're on.
But no,
he's just red. He's just, like...
And he's even like, sure. I got more power in the internet.
I went to upgrade.com, and now I'm very powerful.
I went through bimford.com, and now I have more power.
So they fight a little bit, and then Clippy grows to giant size, and Zane's beans.
They are on the moon with the Earth in the background.
Yeah.
And they're selling that they're on the moon by moving, like, a little slower.
Yeah.
And again, I thought they were huge. Like, I thought in the Mega Ranger footage, they were grown because they were moving slower. And again, I'm conditioned by Power Rangers to see things this way.
The preview image on Netflix is Red Clippy and Zane on the moon. And they looked like Zane looked for some reason like he was also in armor, but he wasn't in the episode. So just like, I guess, a trick of the light or my brain being like, what
I also
is
had
this?
Like, the text over it. Could have thrown it off.
And then Red Clippy, who I 100% forgot about. I forgot about every single thing.
I don't remember
about
any
this
part of this at all.
And I was just like, what is going, why are these two galactic centurions fighting on the moon? Power Rangers is getting weird this episode. All right. But I was just saying in Red Clippy.
Right.
Also,
it's still weird. Red Clippy is like a Power Rangers getting weird.
It is very weird. Also, did that Quantron thing come up yet?
Yes.
Okay.
Going back to the chicken game.
Okay.
When Dark Honda dies, all the Rangers just elbow the Quantrons holding them, and just, then all the Quantrons, I guess, turn to dust after that.
I've been watching a lot of Gravity Falls lately, because that's what I do during the summer, is I rewatch Gravity Falls. And they're in the first episode, after the gnomes split apart, one of them is like, we need orders. I need some orders. Someone give me some orders. And they'll scamper away. And I guess Quantrons are like that. Right. And they're just like,
cut the head off the snake.
And they elbowed in the head. And they all, it's like a simultaneous five elbowing. Yeah. It's like, wonk. And then they all just like, just lay down. Just play dead. This isn't worth it. So Clippy grows. We cut back down to Forza Motorsport 7. Only on the Xbox One X.
Are they up to 7?
I don't know what they're on.
Holy, played at 4K, 120 frames, I think.
So many, all the frames you can eat. All of them, every last frame. Anders is like, how are we going to beat that web? And we know how you beat the web. There's a button. But the button will never come up again.
Nope.
So Anders has a better idea. A muscle butt time! So we didn't have the muscle butt suit last time, which I realized today. And I was like, hey,
right, yeah.
Why wasn't there some sweet muscle butt action? You got to sell the muscle butt toys. But don't worry, there's some today. It's the same shot. I'm just like, here are my sweet new abs. And then turn around and my butt's in the middle of the screen. And here it is. And it's all of its muscly glory. So he's like, all right, I can morph because of my muscle butt. So like, you see you suckers later. And he flies up into space. And he's like, he tries something. Tries like some attack on, I don't remember, on the web. He tries to hack the web literally and it doesn't work. And so he's like, all right, that's it. Battleizer missiles, because the missiles are the finisher and they do everything you need them to do. And they cut the web.
They penetrate the web.
Like missiles do. Yeah, you know, missiles are usually cutting instruments.
Yeah.
And the web like disintegrates backwards. So the button was just pointless. That whole thing was just pointless.
Yep.
If they would have. I'm cool with the muscle butt suit being so powerful it can break an impenetrable web. Sure. You gotta make sure the muscle butt suit gets its stuff in, brother.
Yeah, yeah.
But you need to bring up the button one more time so they could be like, we can't do it without the button. And be like, oh, yes, we can. I have the muscle butt suit. They didn't bring it up again, though. So
not
it just,
one time.
It just seems like this afterthought MacGuffin. So then we cut to the moon where Zane calls Mega Winger and he gets in Mega Winger and he is just straight up Woody from Toy Story. Like I don't know what he says exactly, but we were doing Woody quotes for a couple minutes.
We were.
There's a snake in my boot.
Somebody poison the water hole.
Cowboy stuff. Did he have a third one?
Well, probably.
You're my best friend.
Yeah, that's probably it.
They're fighting, and Mega Winger gets pushed away, and then Clippy finds like the scaffolding and the bay for the, I guess, all of them, but we only really see V1, the like man Zord. And he's like, time to crush this boy. And he just knocks some stuff over.
Yeah, V1 just like face plants.
Yeah, and all the scaffolding collapses, and he's like, all right, time to finish the job. And then Astro Megaship and Delty show up, shooting it.
It's really weird, because Ecliptor is still fighting Mega Winger.
Yeah.
And he's like, a hero in another spacecraft. But Mega Winger blasts him and, like, distracts him again. And then the other two just, like, show up off screen.
Yeah. And so then he's like, come and get it, nerds. And he presses a button on his sword that vividly... I know we talked about Yu-Gi-Oh! Last time, and I'll keep it to a minimum. But there are three very special cards in Yu-Gi-Oh! The Egyptian God cards. There's Obelisk the Tormentor, there's Ra, and there's the yellow one, which I cannot remember the name of. And these buttons just vividly reminded me of those. I don't know why I got Yu-Gi-Oh! On the brain all of a sudden. Yu-Gi-Oh! And skateboarding is all I'm thinking about lately.
Well, it could be worse.
It could be worse. Also, we built the city stuck in my head all day, so that was pretty cool, because that's a good song. Anyway, so he hits a button and takes out Mega Winger, and he hits a button and murders Delty.
Just cuts it into pieces.
Just cuts it straight in half.
It's kind of gruesome. It's a robot, but it's like, whoa, man.
And then I guess the splashback from the murder of the Delta Megazord knocks Astro Megaship over for a minute.
Yeah.
Because Clippy just dips. He's like, all right, now time to destroy Earth. And he leaves. And then a second later, the Astro Megaship gives chase. And they land and they do, yeah, you know, they're doing a Zord fight on Earth. And the only, like, notable thing here is that the sword gets chopped in half because Clippy's sword is too powerful. He's too jacked up on BenfordTools.com juice. And then they're like crying for Zane. It's all very fast. This might have been when I fell asleep.
Yeah, I mean, I was definitely awake, but I can't tell you the sequence of events here. It's just like,
oh,
Ecliptor messes up some stuff. They move to a new location.
Yeah. And they're like, Zane, we need your help. And we cut back to Zane on the moon, and he just explodes a little bit.
Yeah, because, okay, so they're fighting Lobster Ecliptor on Earth. Oh, because Ecliptor is like, I'm going to go get Earth now because I've killed the Delta Megazord.
Yeah.
So he goes to Earth, and they chase him in the Astro Megaship.
Yes.
And so they fight him for a second, and he is beating them up. So they call for Zane, who's like, I'm beat up too, and just falls over. Still on the moon,
There's like two chest explosions. He's like, oh, and it collapses. It's like, what?
But he's not in the fight.
Who's?
So I don't know. Yeah. He hit the wrong buttons, man.
He's
not any good at kick fighter. So.
There's nobody on the moon but him. What happened? You were doing so good at kick fighter last time.
The guy's hecked up. I pushed the hurt me button.
I hit the blow up two times button. Crap.
Beans in a can. I'm going down.
So then the sword gets cut in half. The big sword gets cut in half. I guess that's before they call for Zane. And Clippy's about to stab them in the head and kill them. Just like destroy the Power Rangers and the Astro Megaship. And he's like, and he shrinks. He's still red, but he's like, oh, my power is fading. Then the Rangers are like, all right, cool. Now that he's on the ground, we can just fight him regular style. So they all jump out and fight him down there. The only thing I remember from this fight is that at one point, Carlos is hitting him with a Lunar Lance, and he just, like, runs Carlos into a door frame and is about to stab through Carlos. And Carlos pulls out his gun and quick draws on him. It's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool.
I like that they use their guns a lot in this, their blasters, because, like,
It always seems like they forget, like, you have a gun you can just reach.
I feel like they used it 3 times total in all of Mighty Morphin Seasons 1 through 3.
They used it as the blade version a lot, I think, in Season 1.
Yeah, but the...
But they didn't shoot it very often.
So I just like when they, like, remember they have it.
Yeah, I can get out of the situation because I have a gun.
Yeah, I have a laser gun right here. It's fine. So then... Ooh, what? Trying to decipher my notes. I think I know what this means. They all, like, form back up, and then Andros does 2 power punches, and then a regular spiral saber attack, and that knocks him from red to green. He's the opposite of your normal life bar.
They blow the shell off of him.
Yeah, and then...
Oh, he had a shield on.
Oh, okay,
that's what it was.
Yeah, sure.
He got a shield power up in the internet somewhere.
Okay, he went to shields.com and grabbed a...
Well, he just zipped through a Let's Play of Sonic.
Right, grabbed that bubble from Sonic. Some other options include he got a Norton antivirus on him. And, you know, Norton runs out really quick, and it sucks. So that's why now he's back to normal.
They have antivirus for an hour and a half.
Yep, that's it. Then he just disappears. He leaves. He's green again. He's like, I'm not dealing with them. It was from green. And so he runs away. And then we cut to the, I guess it's a little bit later. The Rangers are like, we need to go salvage what we can. So they go back to the hangar bay. Well, a couple of them do. Ashley and Anders are on the ship. The rest of them, I think, are in the hangar for the Mega Voyager.
Yes.
And they're like, everything is trashed. Cassie especially is like, oh, God damn it. Like, everything is just destroyed. So then they find a computer, and Zane's like, hey, this computer still works. And he starts beeping and booping on it. And he's like, hey, guys, good news. It's not destroyed here. We should have it up in no time. And I think it's Ashley who's like, good, because Delta Megazord is murdered.
Yeah, it was Carlos who says, well, knowing astronomer, that's exactly how much time we'll have.
Right.
And I've really liked that line for some reason.
That
it
worked
really good.
Well, yeah. Then we cut to astronomer, who walks in.
She's thugging now.
She walks in, and she walks by a Quantron and, like, looks around it, but it looks like she looked at it for a second, and I was like, what is this poor Quantron doing?
Good job, buddy. Yeah.
Hey, man. Nice.
You did good on the planet up until that last elbow, but yeah. Like, I get it.
We'll forgive it. So then she sees Eclipse Door around the corner, and she's like, congratulations on destroying one and taking out the other.
Yeah, damaging.
Damaging the other one.
The other one.
And he's like, thank you, but we need to attack while the iron is hot. And she's like, I agree. And then the frames start
to it slows down to like 5 frames per second and then freezes, which it's never done that
before. I feel like it has done it like once or twice, like in season 2 and Turbo or Zeo or whatever. But just like, this isn't, just stop. Just freeze frame like you always do. This is noticeable and weird.
Do the damn thing.
So anyway, that's the end of the episode. Josh, you started, so I get to pick the first best.
Yeah.
I am going to say the best is Eclipse Door murdering the Delta Megazord.
That was pretty cool. Mine is actually still for Eclipse Door, but it is the fight sequence after he ungrows. I guess shrinks is the word that means that.
In normal circumstances, but I think in Power Rangers, ungrows is actually more right. appropriate.
But that fight where he like had Carlos up and like the whole sequence leading up and then after that was really cool.
Yeah.
So I'm going to best that part.
I'm going to say the worst is the button because it just.
Yep.
It's. Yeah. They're like, here is a plot point. Just kidding. It's not a plot point.
We're just going to launch it into the sun.
And the MVP is Deka.
Yeah.
I feel like Deka,
if it wasn't for Deka, Alpha would be 100 transistor radios now.
Yeah, we didn't mention that, but like when the first time Eclipse was like, give me the password, he's like, all right, we'll cut you into 100 transistor radios, and Alpha was like, I don't want that to happen to me. Hits the door button. And that's going to do it for us for today and for this very sleepy episode of the Morphin Grid. It's like 10 o'clock now, so... Yeah,
Saturday night, so...
Yeah, we almost never record on Saturdays, but we gotta just finish up the season as quick as we can, because July will also be pretty busy for us.
Yeah.
That said, next episode is called The Line in the Sand, and that's going to be the only episode next week, because the week after that is a two-part finale, and it's been a while since we've done a two-parter, but just so if anyone...
I think the
start of this season was a two-parter.
Oh, no, yeah, I think you're right.
But we do any multi-parters, we do all in 1 week. So if you're new and you did not know that, that's what we do. So that'll be by its own lonesome. And next week is just going to be one episode to get you geared up. It's going to be a line in the sand. I think someone's going to cross it.
Yep.
I can't get out of this. I'm so tired. I can't get out of this tailspin. Until then, may the power protect you.
Bye.
I was like, how do I go?